Foreign News. I'm John Scott. President Biden will address the nation about his decision not to seek a second term. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president will speak from the Oval Office Wednesday evening about his shocking decision to end his re-election bid just 4 weeks before the Democratic National Convention. His remarks will come 4 days after he announced online that he was stepping aside amid growing pressure from Democrats. In a White House statement, the president said he will use the primetime address to talk about what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says now that Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle has resigned. The House must get to work.
Now we have to pick up the pieces. We have to rebuild the American people's faith and trust in the Secret Service as an agency. It has an incredibly important responsibility in protecting presidents, former presidents, and other officials in the executive branch. And we've got a lot of work to do.
U.S. Senators Chuck Grassley and Catherine Cortez Masto are introducing legislation to require Senate confirmation a future Secret Service directors instead of a presidential selection. The legislation comes 10 days after the attempted assassination of former President Trump at a campaign rally. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez resigning from August 20th following his conviction for taking bribes for corrupt acts. According to an anonymous source, the resignation gives Democratic Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey the ability to appoint someone to the Senate for the remainder of Menendez's term, which expires on January the 3rd. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 4 points, but the NASDAQ is up 17. This is SRN News. Unbelief in the U.S. seems to be leveling off.
The country has seen a surge in people identifying as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion over the past 20 years. But the growth of that cohort has slowed sharply over the past couple of years, suggesting that kind of sorting out of the American populace has been achieved. The nuns, as researchers call them, are about 22 to 23% of the U.S. population, which is the most ever, but their numbers seem to have stabilized. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
HIV-positive people who were convicted in Tennessee of prostitution under a decades-old aggravated prostitution law will no longer be required to appear on a sex offender list. That's under a lawsuit settlement finalized last week. In 2023, LGBT and civil rights advocates filed a federal suit challenging the Volunteer State's aggravated prostitution statute. That challenge was settled last week. This is SRN News. The death toll rising after rains brought severe mudslides in Ethiopia.
Upwards of 150 people have been killed in mudslides in a remote part of Ethiopia that's been hit with heavy rainfall, according to local authorities. Young children and pregnant women are among the victims of the mudslides in the Kencho Shasha Gozi district of southern Ethiopia, reports a local administrator. The death toll has risen sharply as search operations continued in Gofa Zone, the administrative area in which the mudslides occurred. Landslides are common during Ethiopia's rainy season, which started in July and is expected to last until mid-September. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wildfires had flared up in Canadian Rockies' largest national park, forcing visitors, along with thousands of residents, to evacuate and flee west over mountain roads. They're fleeing the Jasper National Park and the Jasper town site in Alberta. More details at srnnews.com.